Hey, John, want to hear a joke?
Oh, yeah, baby.
So little Johnny gets on the airplane, and he gets settled in, and he's ready to take a nap when this lawyer gets on there and says, "Hey, buddy, you want to play a game?" And little Johnny says, "No, I kind of just want to sleep." The guy says, "Come on, you could win some money." And little Johnny says, "All right, I like money." The guy says, "All right, here's how it works. I will ask you a question, and if you can't answer it, you pay me $5. If you ask me a question, and I can't answer it, I pay you $500. The guy says, "My turn first." He says, "How many gallons of water are in the ocean?" Little Johnny says, "I don't know," and he hands him the $5. Little guy says, "All right, now what's your question?" Little Johnny says, "What goes up a hill with three legs and comes down with four?" Guy pulls out his laptop, and he's looking all around, and little Johnny falls back asleep. After about an hour, the guy wakes him up, and he says, "Hey, here's your $500. He says, "But you got to tell me what it is." Little Johnny pulls $5 out of his pocket and says, "Here you go." "I don't know."
Everyone has a story. Everyone has been through something that has changed them. So, you should never judge a person by the chapter you walked in on.
I'm leaving home for the coastline.
Today's word of the day is...
enjambment.
Definition: the continuation of a sentence without a pause beyond the end of a line.
Success and failure are generally slow processes, either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. That's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch every single second, because those seconds, they turn into minutes, and minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And in those precious seconds, you are either building or you are decaying. You are either gaining ground or you are losing ground in that second. And in every second counts. So make every second count.
Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. Life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. And understand, to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. Not just on Tuesday and miss a few days. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan.
Know what your mission is. Know what your intent as the commander of your life. Know what your intent is, and then fight with everything you've got to win.
What's the primary difference between winners and losers?
The winners do it.
Folks, I want you to know almost everybody in America almost does enough to win. They almost get there. They almost go over the hump. They almost have it going. They almost in everything they do. Almost is a way of life to almost everybody in America. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. The winners do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it. Until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to finally have achieved something you need, and how glad they are that they didn't quit like everybody else, and how wonderful it is to finally be somebody they're proud of and make a difference with their life.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate the population of Rafah ahead of an expected invasion of southern Gaza. He had previously told Gazans to head south as Israel attacked the north. Now over a million Gazans are sheltering there. This, as President Biden says, Israel's gone too far with its response to the Hamas invasion.
In a Thursday primetime news conference, the president said he was working to end the Israeli-Hamas war and return hostages. He also criticized the number of civilians killed, saying the Israeli response
in the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
Israel blaming Hamas for the innocent casualties, saying that terror group puts its weapons and headquarters in civilian areas. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
At that news conference, President Biden lashing out at the special counsel appointed by his own Justice Department, not for his recommendation on the classified documents Biden had in his possession. He recommended no prosecution, but for his characterization of the president as elderly and forgetful.
The special counsel describing Biden's recollection as painfully slow and his memory hazy, writing that Biden did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died. That conclusion clearly striking a chord.
Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away. How in the hell dare he raise that?
Biden clearly frustrated as his age comes under increasing scrutiny.
A search for a cop killer in East Tennessee. 42-year-old Kenneth DeHart wanted in the killing of a deputy and injuring another during a traffic stop Thursday. Blount County Sheriff James Lee Barron.
We're going to get this man off the streets of East Tennessee and put him behind bars.
You're listening to ABC News. Car buyers, you may be able to find some deals soon on used cars.
Experts say dealerships are stocked again after suffering from supply chain backlogs that left many lots low on options for buyers. Brands with excess inventory like Ford, GM, and Stellantis are most likely to lower their prices. And with the Federal Reserve set to cut interest rates this year, sky-high auto loan rates could also level off.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Ukraine's new military chief today laying out his immediate plans for the war with Russia, saying he wants to step up troop rotations and use more technology. Ukraine's president ousting the previous military head, saying a reset was needed. Next stop for the GOP presidential race, South Carolina, after former President Trump won Nevada's caucuses. And from the depths of disappointment to joy, as high as the Eiffel Tower.
Effectivement, le Guinness avait,
That's Richard Flood, who spent 8 years building a matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower, topping 23 feet tall, only to be told that Guinness wouldn't recognize it as a world record. They said the type of matchstick used was the problem. But now a 180, Guinness Director of Record Services, Mark McKinley.
We're happy to be able to admit that we were a little bit too harsh on the type of matches needed in this attempt. And Richard's attempt truly is officially amazing.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The following program can be heard across platforms such as Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And with that being said, the Ace of Alone Show starts right now.
Every step I've ever taken in the wrong direction helped me get to where I am today and led to monumental moments in my life that I would not have got.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Ace Valone's show. I'm still the aforementioned Ace Valone. Now, no new song today. When the Darkness Comes by Jairus Johnson is still top tier, still leading the charge. So, without any further ado, today is Listen Along number 29. AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins at Money in the Bank 2019 for the WWE Universal Championship. Now, the backstory behind this matchup, AJ Styles would get drafted to Raw from SmackDown Live in the Superstar Shakeup. And after a dominant run with the WWE Championship a year prior in 2018 on SmackDown Live, holding it for over a year. Well, a year and, like, I think it was a few days or something, but anyway. AJ would get drafted to Raw, and he would win either a triple threat match or a fatal four-way. Or a singles match. I'm not really 100% sure. The video package might help me out on that one, but anyway, he gets an opportunity at the Universal Championship. Against Seth Rollins, a dream match is definitely made between these two. Awesome workers, great, you know, tacticianers, technical wrestlers, whatever you want to say. They're just, both of them are awesome in the ring. And, yeah, so AJ gets an opportunity at the title. And Seth isn't going to let it go without a fight. So that's the question. Who's going to leave Money in the Bank as Universal Champion? AJ or Seth? So please enjoy AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins at Money in the Bank 2019.
Passion. Drive. Heart. Qualities any superstar must have if they wish to be called champion. For Seth Rollins, there has only been one passion.
Oh, to be warrior!
One drive.
I came here to NXT to do what I do best.
One dream. Leaping over every hurdle, overcoming every obstacle, climbing every mountain.
I want to turn this place into Monday Night Rollins. I want to be a fighting champion.
And on the grandest stage of them all, the architect came face to face with an impossible feat.
And Rollins has some hope. My trifecta of stops. Seth Rollins is the Universal Champion.
Realizing his dream, the Beast Slayer now sits upon the Universal throne. But as history has shown, there is always another dream on the horizon.
This is phenomenal.
AJ Styles, a man many believed would never arrive in WWE, whose journey is defined by conquering every challenge set before him, and created a legacy by transforming SmackDown Live into
the house that AJ Styles built.
AJ Styles continues to be maybe the best performer of our generation.
And after making a career of proving he is better than the best, the phenomenal one has returned to Monday Night Raw with his sights set on the ultimate prize.
Two generational talents will finally collide inside a WWE ring for the Universal Championship.
Seth, known you many years. I've always liked you.
Rollins Styles grabbed a team up.
You got something I want. The Universal Championship.
I think that was an accident, Corey. I don't see the remorse on the face of AJ Styles.
We have a lot of things in common. There's one thing that I've done that you've never done. I beat Brock Lesnar.
Two men.
You went through hell at WrestleMania. The problem is, I just don't think you have much left.
Born for greatness.
You want to know how I'm holding up, how I'm doing? Ask Brock Lesnar, because I was at my best.
Brought together by destiny.
And I will be at my best at Money in the Bank.
Torn apart by the same dream.
When I beat you.
One looks to cement his reign and prove that slaying the beast was no mere fluke.
This is not SmackDown Live, the house that you built. This is Monday Night Rollins.
The other, to validate that he is phenomenal no matter where he calls home.
And Money in the Bank, I'll be standing over you as the Universal Champion.
In the end, only one can be called champion.
recently said that as I grow older, I realize that it is time to cement my legacy. He's already got quite the legacy here in WWE, a two-time WWE champion. He had a reign that lasted 371 days, the eighth longest in WWE history.
AJ Styles tasted the top of the mountain twice as WWE champion, but tonight Styles looks to capture the Universal Championship for the first time. And AJ might want to cement his legacy. This would do exactly that, and then some.
Well, for AJ to start to rebuild the House of AJ Styles, this is a great place to start by claiming the Universal Championship.
Yeah, but Monday Night Raw is not exactly somewhere where you can show up, stick your flag in the ground, and claim it as yours. It's already been claimed as Monday Night Raw's a fighting Universal Champion. This one is going to be for the ages.
AJ said this was a Seth show until I showed up.
15 years ago, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins did battle on the independent scene. 15 years later, they're doing battle for the richest prize on the biggest brand, the Universal Championship in WWE.
Championship.
No lack of confidence from this man tonight. I saw him preparing for his matchup tonight, preparing to face AJ Styles, claiming that this is a statement match to himself, to the WWE Universe, and AJ Styles.
Money in the Bank is also an event that conjures up some great memories for Seth Rollins. Of course, Seth won the Money in the Bank ladder match at one point a number of years ago, would go in to cash in on one of the most memorable cash-in moments at WrestleMania back in 2015.
Money in the Bank aside, this is a championship match. This could be the best match of the night right now.
The following contest scheduled for one fall is for the Universal Championship. Introducing the challenger from Gainesville, Georgia, weighing in at 218 pounds, the phenomenal AJ Styles! And his opponent, from Davenport, Iowa, weighing in at 217 pounds, he is the Universal Champion, Seth Rollins!
So for the first time ever in WWE, Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, considered by many to be the two best in-ring technicians in the world, will do battle tonight. Corey, let's first talk about the similarities between these two men.
You mentioned two of the best in-ring performers of the entire generation. Both men have such well-rounded games. They can grapple, they can brawl, they can take to the skies. Both men are very cerebral. They are looking for their opponent's weakness and any mistake, because it will be capitalized upon.
And both men have such an insane, unique, and effective arsenal. It's going to be who gets there first.
And a collar and elbow tie-up. A little extra mustard on it as Styles backs Rollins into the corner to start this match for the Universal title.
Hey, get off. Give me a break from that rope.
Styles getting up in the grill of the Universal Champion. Seth Rollins, as we know, does not take well to being disrespected, but that's exactly what AJ wants. AJ wants to try to get in the head of the once-upon-a-time architect. Not easy to do, but Styles knows what he needs to.
And Seth Rollins, as he backs Styles into the corner now. Rollins has made so much about being the workhorse of WWE.
Let's not forget that this is technically the first big championship match for Seth Rollins since claiming the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. He wants to prove that that was no fluke, beating the Beast.
Listen, now you and I both know Seth very well. He lives his life with a chip on his shoulder. As proud as Seth Rollins was becoming Universal Champion, somewhere deep inside, it irked him when AJ Styles came to Raw in the Superstar Shakeup. The fact that he was no longer the undisputed best in-ring performer on Monday nights bothers Rollins. Oh. He wants to prove to everybody tonight, without a shadow of a doubt.
AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, a man who really took the mantle of leader of SmackDown in his shoulder, now would love to do the same here on Monday Night Raw. You can go a long way toward that, AJ, by knocking off Rollins to win the Universal title tonight.
And Seth has long been considered the backbone of Monday Night Raw. Now that ground is starting to shake beneath his feet with AJ Styles in town.
I have a lot of respect for what AJ Styles did. He arrived to the New Yard Monday Night Raw, and he went for the biggest top dog on Monday Night Raw, Seth Rollins.
A bit of a feeling out process in the early going of this matchup.
I wouldn't be surprised to see this technical style go on for a few minutes longer. Neither one of these superstars realized.
Oh, nice deep arm drag by AJ.
They can make a mistake.
A lot's changed in 15 years.
Rollins and AJ Styles glancing at each other. Mutual show of respect here.
Notice AJ Styles didn't look to close in the distance particularly quick after the arm drag. He respected the space of Seth Rollins because Styles knows in the blink of an eye, the Beast Slayer can turn around the matchup.
Yeah, the Styles showing the respect for the Universal Champion.
Which has not always been the case when we saw that punch to the face that AJ delivered to Seth at the contract signing.
Sometimes you play mind games out of respect, Renee. I mean, AJ Styles knows what he's dealing with Seth Rollins. AJ realizes that he has to have some sort of mental advantage against the Universal Champion.
Leapfrog by Styles, and Seth follows it up with a big clothesline.
You can't rely strictly on physicality when you're competing against Rollins. Look at Brock Lesnar, arguably the most powerful, well-rounded athlete in all of WWE. But Seth figured out the Beast. He got inside of his head and toppled him at WrestleMania.
Got to think of what that did to the psychology of AJ Styles, one who couldn't overcome Brock Lesnar.
Styles whipped ribs first into the turnbuckle, and Rollins continues the attack. Snapmare takedown, and Rollins with a knee across the bridge of the nose. Cover on Styles, and Styles at two able to kick out. Kick right to the spine. A very aggressive Seth Rollins here tonight.
The wheels start to spin inside the mind of Seth Rollins, thinking what it's going to take to keep AJ Styles down tonight.
And you know, Corey, you talked and mentioned a lot about Lesnar early on, and the thing about this is that Seth Rollins has been a much different competitor after slaying Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Much more aggressive than he's been in the past.
Seth Rollins has been through hell and survived the hell of the tail. Seth is going to be more aggressive, more confident. And Seth now is defending the Universal Championship. And,
Styles with a beautiful drop kick.
That will bring out the best in any competitor who holds it.
This is what you need to know about AJ Styles. Hall of Famer Kurt Angle once said this about Styles. He is a, quote, special talent. He is a rare breed, one of the best I've ever been in the ring with.
And this is one of the best drop kicks you will ever see on planet Earth or beyond. AJ Styles, with such precision, takes down the champion, and now Styles is in control.
You know, we hear the phrase around here so often, iron sharpens iron. That's exactly what we're seeing here tonight with Styles and Rollins.
Certainly both superstars are going to be forced to raise their game to topple the other. But this is about proving the undisputed best on Monday Night Raw. Wicked backbreaker.
I know that the history of the back of Seth Rollins, clearly Styles does too.
I can assure you, both of these superstars have spent weeks leading up to this matchup studying everything about their opponent. These are two of the most complete cerebral competitors, true professionals in every sense of the game.
And this is also about being Universal Champion, representing the Raw brand, leading Monday Night Raw through the summer through shows like WWE Super Showdown in 2 weeks on the WWE Network, SummerSlam. And look at Rollins now. Oh, and a big hip toss.
Also, Styles held on, but big right hands.
Rollins whipped into the corner. Face first goes AJ. Great counter by Rollins.
Seth had mentioned earlier on, everything down to the way he trained in the gym changed for AJ Styles. Leading into WrestleMania, it was about muscle mass. It was about making himself more durable for the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar. Seth's been focusing these past few weeks during the European tour on enhancing his cardiovascular abilities, getting a little quicker, expecting this match to go into the deep waters.
AJ able to block.
Out
on the apron. Remember, Rollins with champion's advantage. AJ's got a pin or submit set tonight to win the title.
Oh, my
this
God.
Will do it.
Oh, my
this
God.
Will
come
do
on.
It. Not from there. Looked like he was going for the Styles clash, and Rollins somehow survived.
That's averted disaster is what he did.
And AJ. God. Knee right to the side of the face. What a collision.
Champs down.
Styles got every bit of that sliding knee. Rollins went down hard.
Now AJ's trying to get Seth back into the ring and look to win the Universal Championship. Yeah. Watch this and feel that.
AJ hesitated for just a moment, and Rollins made him pay. Rollins vice versa.
Hung up on the top rope by the challenger, Styles. Suicide dive! Rollins drives AJ Styles into an announce table.
I'm not entirely sure that Rollins didn't clip the side of the table as well. Seth Rollins throwing caution to the wind. This is where pride comes into play. Seth Rollins is not going to be content taking a count-out victory or some sort of disqualification. Rollins wants to prove without a shadow of a doubt that he is superior to AJ Styles and a worthy Universal Champion.
They have no choice. The official to a count of seven, both men back into the ring. And now AJ cleared over the top rope again. Seth Rollins, again he takes out Styles.
Rollins got that one flush.
Another suicide dive by Rollins.
Seth realizes this is the best opportunity he's had to this point. The champ needs to capitalize. Seth,
just relentless in his pursuit here on AJ Styles.
AJ with a big forearm to Rollins. Oh, there's the swing play by Seth.
Rollins needs to stay the course right now. He's got AJ Styles in the ropes. Forearm connects.
Go, Rollins, bring it back inside, all right?
Rollins looking for a springboard.
Off the top rope. Flying clothesline knocks AJ down. Cover to retain the Universal Championship, and AJ at two. A near fall for the champion, Rollins.
Seth Rollins at this point, even as the pace quickens, is very calculated in each one of his movements. Seth takes that extra half a second to remeasure, to make sure that AJ is exactly where he wants him, because Rollins knows the first mistake could lead to him losing his championship.
You can just see Seth Rollins thinking, calculating what his next move is going to be.
Rollins needed a lot of kicks to the forehead.
Seth Rollins, AJ though, able to duck underneath one moment.
One of the Revolution knee. Oh,
there it is. Knee off the back of the neck. Styles has created an opportunity.
AJ certainly bought himself a few moments to recover to make his way back into this battle. Seth Rollins has a history of neck problems. Crashing down on the challenger's knee, not going to do Seth any favors. But can AJ get back into this fight?
Two of the premier athletes in the entire world going at it tonight for the Universal Championship. AJ Styles may have his opportunity here. Into the corner to Seth Rollins. AJ Styles starting to build momentum.
AJ may want the Styles clash.
Rollins.
That sensed it coming.
Shoulders down as he sits on AJ, and AJ rolls him through. Shoulders down again. Kick out at two. Stack it up, Styles. Rollins, there's the power. Buckle bomb for Styles. Rollins heading up to the top rope. Splash! Rollins covers to put Styles away. Styles stays in the match.
Incredible effort from both of these superstars as we take another look at the outrageous height Seth Rollins achieves before hitting full extension, all of his body weight, crashing down onto the challenger. The fact that AJ Styles survived that is incredibly impressive.
Seth Rollins, absolute clinic between two of the absolute best.
Seth Rollins knew what it would take to put AJ Styles away tonight.
It's one thing to come into a match with a game plan and expectation, but Seth Rollins is human. Seth Rollins is proud. Eventually, he's going to grow frustrated. Maybe that's what AJ Styles wants, just to tread water, to stay in this fight until Rollins gets frustrated.
Look at the height here of Seth Rollins, Corey, as he delivers this splash.
That is absolutely outrageous. And not so much the height, it's the crash landing at the end, all of it right down on top of the challenger. Seth Rollins, I think, getting one step closer to executing his plan.
Yeah, but AJ Styles still in this, and that again, the resilience of AJ Styles.
Uh-oh, cat-like agility from the champion.
We've seen Rollins do that before. AJ slips underneath, catches Seth face first on the buckle, suplex.
Styles hangs on.
AJ still locked in.
Refusing to relinquish the grip. Up and, looking for the face first roll through.
Seth may have him here, almost stole it there. AJ Styles this time stops Seth in his tracks.
AJ's got the champion up. Torture rack into the rack bomb. We could have a new champion.
For the Universal title, therefore the champion stays in it.
Well, if it weren't obvious by now, the exchange we just saw between these two superstars more than proves the familiarity between one another, the research, the homework. Both superstars prepared for one another, counter for counter, and this rack bomb by AJ Styles nearly captured the Universal Championship.
The will to win for both of these incredible superstars. Who has what it takes tonight?
To be perfectly honest with you, both of these superstars have what it takes. Both of them have carried the banner for their respective brands. This is about pride as much as it's about the Universal Championship.
So neck and neck these two.
Oh, and Styles exploding off the apron with a forearm. May have Rollins where he wants him. Launches himself, and Seth Rollins able to intercept.
Rollins sends possibly a phenomenal forearm incoming. The champion bought himself a valuable few seconds.
Got each other scouted at every single moment.
AJ locked up on the top rope. What's Rollins going to do here? The Universal Champion Seth Rollins looking to pull out all the stops.
Oh, no. Well, Seth wants to retain his championship. This will do it for sure. If this connects, it's good night, Styles.
Off the top rope! Seth rolls through, has AJ where he wants him, plants Styles, cover, up in the lane to retain, Styles stays in it, what an incredible sequence, and AJ Styles able to stay alive.
The frustration of the champion almost palpable, Seth Rollins varying his own playbook slightly, inverting the superplex, usually a falcon arrow, small change. Still not enough to keep the challenger down.
But that's the thing about Seth Rollins. He's continued to evolve. He's changed his game for every single situation. And tonight he did that against Styles, but AJ was able to stay in the match.
Just a testament to the iron will of the challenger. Championship material, AJ Styles. Rollins now trying to figure out his next step, his next move. What is going to make Styles stay down?
I've got a good feeling about this.
Seth kicked in the midsection. Here comes Rollins. Went for the stomp. AJ ducks underneath.
AJ wants the top crusher.
Submission move. Center of the ring. Rollins with nowhere to go. If Rollins taps, Styles wins the championship. Seth Rollins screaming in agony, trying to make it to the bottom rope to force a break, but Styles has got him in the middle of the ring.
Oh my God, look at the torque.
Can Rollins hang on? Rollins to a knee, and able to reverse the pressure momentarily.
Kick connects right on the jaw of Styles.
Think of the damage to Seth's knee at this point.
I think
though.
AJ might be out. Once in a while, a strike in the... the right place, right on the button, will put a competitor down for the count. Rollins may have just landed that strike. I don't think Styles knows what planet he's on right now.
And Seth Rollins can't even stand. The Calf Crusher doing the damage to Rollins. Seth makes it back to his feet. AJ Styles. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Into the cover
for the championship. Rollins at two kicks out.
In a situation that could have best been described as dire for AJ Styles, able to dig down and deliver an incredible offensive maneuver, the reverse DDT. Take another look at this.
Yeah, this is incredible here. AJ Styles catching Seth Rollins, hit the reverse DDT, but Rollins able to stand, and he's still the champion for now.
Seth Rollins, AJ Styles back up to his feet here, taunting, calling out Seth Rollins.
That bulldog mentality. Styles pries himself on,
runs right into a kick by Rollins. Both men are down. The Universal Championship hangs in the balance.
Styles got a little overzealous and bam, bang, paid for it. Beautifully delivered super kick right on the jaw, and look at Styles crumble.
That first connection from Rollins didn't do it. That second one did. AJ's out of it.
I'm truly beginning to believe that AJ Styles on instinct alone is still one of the best competitors you will ever see, without his wits, just on guts alone.
Rollins back to his feet, Styles as well. Champion and challenger exchanging blows, and now a kick to the back of the knee. Rollins with a wicked chop.
Styles answering with a right. Rollins as well. A blitz of strikes from Styles connects.
Rollins with a step up in Enziguri, right to the back of the neck, went for the Pele kick. Rollins out of the way, kick to the face. The Beast Slayer.
Oh, this could be it.
Look at him burn it down. Went for the stop, caught by Styles.
Oh, he's got it.
What a
Styles
count.
Class.
Styles clash to win the Universal Championship. What a counter by Styles. Rollins kicks out at two. Oh, my God. Absolutely incredible, and a look of disbelief in the face of AJ Styles.
A look of disbelief on everybody watching this right now.
Rollins went for the stop. AJ Styles intercepted him into a Styles clash. And Rollins should have been dead to rights. Styles should have won the Universal title, and Seth Rollins stayed in it.
What does AJ do now? If that didn't get it done on Rollins, I don't know what's going to do it.
AJ's going to have to start looking down deep into his arsenal. But right now, I mean, you could ask the same question of Seth Rollins. Both of these men have thrown just about everything they have at one another, but neither man will stay down.
Listen to the WWE Universe sold out here in Hartford at the XL Center. AJ Styles could be closing in on his first Universal title. Off the top rope, slipped a bit. Seth Rollins takes advantage with a ripcord knee. Rollins has got Styles where he wants him. Kick to the face. Will that be enough to keep Styles down?
Rollins pulling himself up in the corner.
Stop! Rollins! Can he capitalize? What does he have left? Trying to somehow crawl into the cover. And he does. Shoulders are down. Seth Rollins retains.
Here's your winner. And still the Universal Champion, Seth Rollins.
The workhorse of Monday Night Raw. The Universal Champion, Seth Rollins, with an incredible victory.
I have a feeling Seth Rollins would proudly admit that the workhorse has a stablemate after this match. What a contest. First, the Revolution knee on the jaw. Seth Rollins connects with a hellacious super kick. And the closing moments, Seth Rollins ace in the hole, the stomp. And this is the type of match that truly defines a champion. When your muscles ache, when your body feels like there's acid in your veins, when you can't catch your breath, but you must fight on, that is what defines the champions.
Seth called this a statement match. We hear you tonight, champ.
And what a statement Seth Rollins made. What a statement AJ Styles made. Glad to have the phenomenal one on Monday nights as well. It was the first time ever in WWE that these two met. My God, the fan in me hopes it wasn't the last. Every bit as good as advertised. Wait a minute. Turn around, Seth. Turn around. Champion, and it is going to take something, and I mean something, to wrestle that title away from a very proud Seth Rollins. Tonight, Seth Rollins stepped into the house that AJ Styles wanted to build and reduced it to ashes. Congratulations to the Universal Champion, Seth Rollins.
Well, there you have it. Seth Rollins successfully defends the Universal Championship against AJ Styles at Money in the Bank. What a classic matchup that was. And Money in the Bank is, yes, known for the ladder matches, but it has some awesome, awesome matches besides the ladder matches as well. And that was one of them, and man, that was nuts. That was an incredible match. But that's it for today, folks. But before I ride off into the sunset, you guys know the drill. Today's moment is Zen. Nietzsche said, "Those who are seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music." That's some Zen for you guys. I am full of it. And until next time, I'll be back with more wisdom, more virtue, and more of the Ace of Alone show. You guys take care. Have a happy Friday.
Israel is not ready to stop fighting in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Prime Minister Netanyahu just put out a statement saying it's impossible to achieve the goal of the war without eliminating Hamas, ordering his forces to destroy four Hamas battalions in Rafah, which it hit with airstrikes today. But President Biden's been pushing for a ceasefire.
To get as much aid as we possibly can into Gaza. They're innocent people, innocent women and children, who are also in badly in need of help.
The president thinks Israel's gone too far, saying its war
has been over the top.
Fox's Benjamin Hall reports from Tel Aviv.
I will say that even the family members of the hostages believe that what is happening in Gaza is not over the top, but they are concerned. They are concerned that people are forgetting about the hostages themselves. 132 still being held there. Women, children, men, still inside.
Israel has said 31 of them are dead, but still in Hamas custody. The president made his comments right after defending his mental fitness. saying his memory's fine.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet.
Reacting to Special Counsel Robert Hur's report on a classified documents investigation that said the president has a poor memory, unable in interviews to remember dates when he was vice president and when his son died. But the special counsel recommended no criminal charges over records kept from Biden's VP years, even though...
Her writes, quote, there is evidence that when Mr. Biden left office in 2017, he willfully retained his classified notebooks. That is, he knew he kept classified information in notebooks stored in his house, and he knew he was not allowed to do so.
This Fox's David Spud. Former President Trump again calling for his classified documents criminal charges to be dropped, saying it's selective prosecution. And in his quest to win the White House back, the former president won Republican caucuses in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tonight, he'll push for gun owners' rights at an NRA presidential forum in Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News. President Biden's facing new pushback in the Senate over his plans to send military aid to Israel and Ukraine. It's being attached, and it's an energy policy dispute.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, the chair of the Senate Republican Conference, has filed an amendment that would block the Biden administration's move to pause U.S. liquefied natural gas exports, which he says is damaging to the U.S. economy.
Democrats are trying to starve Europe of American energy that will weaken Europeans' dependence on Russia.
The White House issued the pause to take a look at the environmental and economic impacts of liquefied natural gas. Environmental groups urged the administration to slow approvals over concerns about emissions. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
They are still searching for a killer in Tennessee. The gunman who shot two sheriff's deputies at a traffic stop in Blount County last night. One of them died. The other survived and shot back as he got away. New York City police also still searching for the gunman who shot at a security guard in a store in Times Square, who tried to stop him shoplifting. The bullet missed and hit a shopper in the leg. Now an update on the shooting in Pennsylvania the other day that led to a house fire and six members of a family dead.
Officers responded to a call of shots fired at a home. The mother of 43-year-old Conley says her husband called police after they'd left the house. Her other son, Song Lay, his wife, Brittany McLaughlin Lay, and their three children, a 10-year-old son and 13 and 17-year-old daughters, remained in the house. They are now all presumed dead, along with the suspect, Khan. Khan is believed to have shot two officers, one from Lansdowne Police, the other from East Lansdowne Police, both of whom were injured. After officers arrived, the house erupted in flames, and investigators said they were still combing through the charred rubble, recovering bodies, warning that they may have to identify some of the family members through dental records. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow is down 70 points, but the NASDAQ is up 142. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
If you guys enjoyed that episode, do me a favor. Leave me a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Audible. Or however many stars you think I deserve. And until next time, I will catch your asses down the road.
Grab a clue, what could that be? They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to do something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous.
But I don't give a fuck, I'ma keep chasing.
They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to do something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous.
But I don't give a fuck, I'ma keep chasing.
I could be special if I get rid of the devils. They think that I am a rebel. I think they want me to settle. There's nobody on my left.